Good morning, happy Wednesday. Welcome to your 5 Worthy Minutes. You know, the cool thing about having friends that live in different areas and spaces of the world is that you end up getting messages at different times during the day and night. And sometimes you wake up to really like crazy and wild things or really good requests or questions for things that are going on. And so my homie Byron hit me up and I didn't get it. And plus, having a toddler, your bedtime is kind of whatever their bedtime is. So I went to bed kind of early. Byron hit me up this morning or last night, whenever, of the question, like a grammatical question. And it got me to thinking, and then we had a little bit of a joke back and forth going on. I sent him a YouTube video about black church kids. And it got me to thinking about being a kid, having to go to Wilton, North Carolina to see my grandparents. All of my grandparents have since passed, may they continue to rest. Much honor and love to them. But we will always go and see my grandparents in Wilson. And we would probably drive up Thursday or Friday. We spent all day Friday or Saturday begging my grandfather either to take us fishing, to McDonald's, or across the street to the Amoco station to get hot dogs. We get like, I don't know, 10 hot dogs for like $2. It was ridiculous. Anyway, Sunday would come around and we always went to Invitation AME Zion Church. Shout out to Selwyn Du Bois, who used to be the pastor there. He's now moved on to another venture, another mission. And so after church, we were always the kids that had to kind of stay and wait for their parents to finish talking. And, you know, my mom, we lived 7 hours away, well, 7 hours at the time in Atlanta. Shouts out to Reverend Warnock and Jim Ossoff. I think that's Jim Ossoff, who are still running their race. I think Warnock is one. Yes, congrats. And so my mom coming home was her opportunity to catch up with a lot of people in her community. And you know, we weren't done after church. We'd get in the car and then we had to go visiting. Now, for black kids in the South who had to go to a church that wasn't their church or had to go to their grandparents' house, this might have been a part of your time at grandma's house. You would spend your whole Sunday visiting and eating at other people's houses, sometimes eating at other people's houses. And you couldn't say the food wasn't good or anything. You just had to eat. So we would go visit Miss Lucy, and we would go visit this person and that person, and we were always on the go, and we wouldn't get home until late. And you spent the whole day in your church clothes, right? But that was something that was extremely important to my mom. And I don't think until later on in life, after my grandparents had moved on, and I saw people that my mom respected and people that looked after my mom also move on. Or she would call me and say, you know, hey, Mr. Mike Fell passed, or Miss Lucy passed, and so on and so forth. That I really started to understand how important not only having community is, but the upkeep and maintenance of said community. My mom would spend hours on the phone talking to people in order to maintain that community. Now, a lot of that space has moved online. You know, I have community on Twitch. I have community on the name of that other Discord. I have community on Facebook and Instagram and so on and so forth. But it's still all the same. Community is extremely important. And this is going to be a theme throughout the show, I believe, is just how important it is to maintain and upkeep your community. And to check in on folks. Now, some folks, yes, they do. You kind of go your separate ways. That happens. You don't go to the same places you just go to when you go home. So you don't see those people. And they're on Facebook. And, you know, they may like something every now and again. And that's cool. That's respect from afar. And sometimes you have to love people from afar. That's a hidden gem. I didn't mean to put that in there. But there we go. Because they are no longer part of your community. Or y'all are both just growing in different directions. That doesn't make you a bad person. Doesn't make them a bad person. It's just that y'all are growing in different directions. And so it's very important that you are able to check in on the people that check in on you and the people that maybe don't check in on you. You know, it's great to be up and be okay and be all right, but it's also good to be well. Because in the words of Dr. Bettina Love, and I'm going over a little bit, being all right will kill you. We got to work on being well, folks. So today can be anything you want it to be. Choose to live it audaciously. Peace.